With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really pleased now to be joined by Jim Quinlan, the Bishop Fenwick High School hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's start with last night's game. Man, St. Mary's number one, not number one, but ranked very high in Division I, unbeaten, so on. Great game for you guys.
Great win for us, yes. We've been struggling, but we've won. We've been struggling all year round. We've had seven straight losses, and then all of a sudden, in the last five games, we've won four. And going into Lynn against St. Mary's in a conference game, it was a huge win for us.
Well, I want to make a correction. I believe that's the second loss for St. Mary's, but. I got to tell you, Coach, there's so many aspects of this thing here. I want to talk about last night's game and your heroes. But, you know, in the games you played, the teams you played against, I just compiled the records. The teams you played against have won 70 games, lost 46, and tied 10. So it's a hell of a schedule you've put together there.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. I try to play the best teams I can for strength of schedule and just to make my team get better.
Absolutely. All right, well, tell me about last night's game, because you got some heroes across the board.
Oh, yeah. The heroes is all of them that played in the game. But going into the game, we had a game plan. We knew we had to slow them down, so we wanted to play, bang them, check them every time they had the puck, finish our checks, put the puck in their zone, forecheck them. And so that was our game plan, and it worked. And it worked first period. We're winning the game 1-0 on a beautiful power play goal by Cam Anderson. Nice shot coming in from the backside. And then we hold on to that lead for a while to 20 seconds left in the second period, and they tied it up. Mm-hmm. But we stayed with our game plan. And outcome came pretty good for us.
Tell me about your defense, your all-around defense, because obviously your goalie's been great, but you got good play from everybody last night, I presume.
Yes, my defense, Keamy Innocent, had 3 points. He stepped up huge for us this last night. And also I have Anthony Sasso. That played a phenomenal game also back there on the blue line. And then a freshman. No, those two kids are juniors. And then I have a freshman, Joey DiBardato. He had a great game. And then a sophomore, Colin Churches. And he had a great game. And then I'd switch Manny Alvarez-Segui back there once in a while on penalty kills. And also Matt O'Connor. I'd switch them back. Matt's a junior, and Manny's a senior.
Jim, you got a pretty young team overall.
Yeah, in the back, I have a real young team. Three juniors, sophomore and a freshman. And then overall, I got a lot of sophomores and some juniors.
Right.
Well, juniors.
I'm just wondering, maybe if, because they're so young, they're just starting to gel now, because as you just mentioned, you've won 4 out of 5. You've scored, in that stretch, 12 goals, allowed only 5. But it looks like, what's changed between, you know, the Archbishop Williams game and then when you took on Arlington Catholic and have played so well since then? Any particular change? The kids just getting the idea, getting it all together?
Yeah, I think the kids are believing in the way we coach our systems, doing what we ask them to do, and it's finally paying off. Like last night was a big day off for us because they listened to everything we told them to do. Mm-hmm. So I think in the beginning it took them a while to figure out what we do. As coaches, systems that we use, so that's why we're slowly moving. And it seems like every year takes a little bit of time, and by half season, we stop playing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's attributed to you, the fact you've got kids coming in from all over, too, and it's hard to put a new club together quickly. And I know even the mighty St. John's Prep sometimes starts off slow, so they do. So I get that. Coach, if there's one thing you got to work on, I'm wondering if it might be closing in on the net, because your defense looks good, but you got to score some more goals, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we're going into that game, we're averaging 1.6 goals a game, so we got to work on shooting, crashing the net, get in front of the goaltenders, shooting, and getting out there and getting aggressive. And I've been preaching that for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We got to get more aggressive. We got to be aggressive to score goals. Mm-hmm. We got to get that puck. We got to attack that net and shoot the puck and go for rebounds. That's where we're kind of weak at right now, but we're getting there. And last night showed that we are getting there.
Yeah, and as I said, tough schedule, so you're going to be climbing up in D1. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, let's see. Finally, next game, where are you? That's a home game?
Andover.
Against Andover.
Home game against Andover.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you see? What do they look like?
Andover's a very good team. We played them last year, and we beat them last year. But coach over there is a great coach. They're going to be coming. They play a tough schedule. They wall family. They play St. John's Prep. They play St. Mary's. They play all the teams that we play. So it's going to be a battle. And we got to win. We got to keep on winning. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a battle back and forth. Hopefully we can come out with another W.
All right, that's, 6 o'clock home. No, where am I? I lost my place here.
6 o'clock,
yeah. 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Peabody.
All righty. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on a gigantic win last night, and keep it going.
Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate that.
Take care, Jim. See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Jim Quinlan, who is the Bishop Fenwick High School boys hockey coach. They were winners, a big game over at St. Mary's by a score of 4-1 to give the Crusaders their second loss of the season. And where are they? The St. Mary's rated number 13, which is incredible that they're that low with such a great record. But a super hockey team in Division I and a very nice win for Bishop Fenwick. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.